everybody. This is Adam Seward, and it is Monday at 3 o'clock, and so you are listening to Awaken Life. And, of course, it's still eternity. That has not changed and never will. And you're still who you've always been, of course, too. So welcome back, even though you haven't gone anywhere. Of course, as always, I'm joined by my sidekick, Rick Seward, my father.
Great to be here, Adam.
Great to have you here with us. You ready for the show today?
I am ready. I'm very ready. But I also want to, it's a special day.
Yes.
If I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
My mother, your grandmother,
yes,
turns 94 today.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday, Mom. We love you.
All the love in the world to you out there. She's out there in New York. And
yeah, it's just outside of Buffalo. They're very happy, you know, because they had a special day yesterday.
Celebrating?
Celebrating the Buffalo Bills win, yes.
Right. I knew you had to get that in there. I knew you'd want to get that in there today.
I had to get that in there.
At some point. And, of course, we're also joined by Eric here, as usual.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good to see you, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Thanks for your work over there.
Always a pleasure.
And guess who else is back? Paul DeFuria, the Awakened Master of the last few weeks.
Hello, hello.
He's here with us again. And, of course, as always, we're, you know, so glad to have him here with us. So, well, we've got a Power Pack show again today. And the first thing we're going to talk about actually is a weekend that Paul actually and I just got back from. We've been in retreat mode this weekend, and it was really an opportunity to dive deep into this awakened consciousness that we keep talking about. And naturally, through, you know, diving into that space, each of us have come back with insight or awakening that I'd love to talk about today, Paul, if you're up for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and then after the first break or so, we're going to get into the topic for today, which now for your Transformation Talk Radio folks, you're probably expecting a dialogue around awakened intimacy and sex and love as a path to God. But we'll touch on that today, but we're really going to get into a topic that came up this weekend, and that has come up recently, called spiritual bypassing. So we will be touching on awakened intimacy, but we're also going to delve into this idea of spiritual bypassing, which I'll just give you a quick definition. Basically, it's to avoid or prematurely transcend basic human needs, feelings, and developmental tools. So in a sense, it's going into this awakened state, coming back to your humanity, maybe wanting to skip over some of the human work that comes along with being a pure expression of divine light. So we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But Paul, I got to say, what a weekend that was. Oh, my goodness.
Sure was. We've been meeting for about 8 years, our men's group,
yes,
every month for about 8 years now. And so this week, and we headed out to the coast, and we were right on the ocean. And it was really a beautiful time.
Yeah.
There was at one point during the weekend, I was meditating, and I had an experience, and I found a quote here by Burke I'll share with you. This, I feel like, captures, well, nothing could capture the experience, but it comes as close as anything I ran across this morning. So let me just pull this up for you. It says, "All at once, without warning of any kind, I found myself wrapped in a flame-colored cloud. I knew that the fire was within myself. Directly afterward, there came upon me a sense of exaltation, of immense joyousness, accompanied or immediately followed by an intellectual illumination impossible to describe. I saw that the universe is not composed of dead matter, but is, on the contrary, a living presence. I became conscious in myself of eternal life. I saw that everyone is immortal, that the cosmic order is such that all things work together for the good of each and all, that the foundation principle of the world, of all the worlds, is what we call love, and that the happiness of each and all is, in the long run, absolutely certain."
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice, you know, it was a nice trip
to
the beach.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Can you relate to that, Paul?
I totally can. Yeah, the fun part for me was having the experience as a group of nine men who've known each other all this time,
mm-hmm.
and to really connect at that deep level. And what it really required is just stopping. So everything got unplugged,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And when we just stopped and were with each other, everything else fell away, and there was such a deep connection. That was the thing that came so clear to me.
Yes.
What's true about our love for each other and our connection just became plainly obvious.
Yeah.
There was nothing else distracting it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what I noticed is that there was sort of a vertical illumination, you know, which I just described. It's going into the light, mm-hmm. you know, into the clear light. But then there's also a horizontal dimension of the weekend, too, which was sharing that divine revelation with each other.
Oh, absolutely.
And reflecting that in each other.
Yeah.
And so for many, the cross actually is a symbol of exactly that, the vertical relationship that we have to the divine, and also the horizontal relationship that we have with the divine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's it. And where it crosses is the burning part, you know, the burning part of life, right? The burning point.
Yes.
Of what's evolving into the moment. And we were just right there and so excited to be there. It was at one point so thrilling and also just so relaxing. Because we were so in the body, you know, embodied,
yes.
relaxed,
yes.
but also excited about what's new and what's, you know, coming next.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You guys have brought that into the studio today. I need to tell you.
You feel it today? Experiencing that?
I feel it just being with you guys.
Yeah. Really. Well, it is the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when one of us spoke to it, said, can you feel that presence
mm-hmm.
of yourself?
Yeah.
Really showing up. And when it was named, we were all feeling it together.
Yes.
It was really beautiful.
Feeling it and just naturally wanting to share it.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a painting that I've been admiring recently, and in the center of the painting is the sun rising. But there's actually a figure in the painting as well, and the figure's body, the figure's body where the heart would be, corresponds to where the sun is rising on the horizon. And that's been my experience as well. It's as if the sun is rising in my heart and radiating from that point into the hearts of everyone that I come in contact with. And naturally, if you're with someone who is receptive to that, then that light increases. And similarly, if you're with someone who has awoken to their own true nature, then that light is reflected and magnified.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not boring.
Very alive, that's for sure.
It's you know, one of the words that came up this weekend was celebration, actually. That part of what this transformation of consciousness and this ascension that, you know, as I've said openly many times, is happening on a planetary level and like it's never happened before on our planet, this awakening process is calling for a different kind of celebration. And we had the idea of throwing some awakened parties.
Absolutely. That's a big piece of it. Just celebrating, you know, existence itself.
Yeah.
And sharing the joy of being alive together. That simple feeling of being, you know, so clear,
mm-hmm.
nothing muddying the water, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Sometimes your own mind can be like a jacuzzi in the bubble. You can turn the bubbles off. Takes a while for it to settle, right?
Yeah.
So when you just settle into it, your mind clears, and then all of a sudden, you know, all these problems you thought you had, just poof, there's no need to process anything, because
mm-hmm.
they're actually just, a creation of the mind. And so we're able to experience that together. It's way, way more fun, isn't it, to do it together?
Way more. Yeah. Well, and you know, one of the our fellow, you know, brothers and teachers in many ways who was there, Thomas, one of the quotes he said was that it was the biggest wave he'd ever caught. You know, we were there by the ocean, and you know, he studied with a guru by the name of Muktananda for a number of years. His comment was, this was the biggest wave that he'd ever caught. And certainly for me, it was the same.
Yeah.
There was a real resonance with that.
Yes. and on it goes. Just that's just the beginning.
Yeah, one of the things that came to me in my meditation was this little quote, and I wrote down, a silent mind is all that's required to know all there is to know. A silent mind is all that's required to know all there is to know. And that was that seemed to be what we were resting in this weekend, was that awakened knowing of really all there is to know.
I kept getting that message, actually. You don't know anything. So that's good. Aristotle said the same thing, by the way.
Oh, Aristotle
true
too.
True wisdom, right? Yeah.
And, of course, Byron Katie, one of my favorite teachers of late, is very, you know, popular for her, you know, don't know mind. She likes to talk about the don't know mind. And Suzuki Roshi, yeah. What was his quote?
It's beginner's mind. Yeah.
Zen mind, beginner's mind. That's that was actually his book that he wrote.
Yeah. That's real creativity. You're so in the moment. You know, you're not holding on to any beliefs or anything from the past. You're just present, seeing what arises and allowing that deep listening to be guiding what you're saying.
Yeah, so that sounds like awakening.
Hey, that sounds
that
great.
That sounds like what we've been talking
yeah.
about. So, well, we're ready to go to our first commercial here. You are listening to Awaken Life here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest.
Hi, this is Adam Seward.
And this is Rick Seward.
And together we've partnered to bring you Awaken Life every Monday at 3 here on KKNW 1150 AM. We are fully committed to supporting the unfolding of human and planetary consciousness, and that's why we've also created the Silence Foundation. Well, what is the Silence Foundation? The Silence Foundation is an organization that's dedicated to facilitating the unfolding of human and planetary consciousness through the creation and distribution of what we're calling Awaken Media. We'd love to connect with you. If you'd like to learn more about the Silence Foundation, go to www.adamsewardcounseling.net, fill out our contact form, and we'll get in touch with you right away. Again, that's adamsewardcounseling.net. We look forward to hearing from you.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Listen to the Marie Manucherry Show, where energy and medicine meet, every Tuesday and Thursday at noon. It's intelligent and provocative radio. Tuesdays is Boot Camp for the Soul to help you soar. Thursdays, Marie interviews guests from an incredibly talented lineup. To learn more about Marie and her radio show, visit energyintuitive.com or connect with her on Facebook and Twitter. That's the Marie Manucherry Show, every Tuesday and Thursday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Awaken Life here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. So, of course, as usual, we're talking about awakening. And this weekend for Paul and I was quite the experience, the opening. And, you know, definitely there was this inspiration to bring back whatever jewels we may have stumbled upon into I shouldn't say stumbled upon. We were doing some deep diving, and it was intentional. But just to bring back to you, the listener, in some ways, just a reflection of probably what you're already experiencing in your lives, which is this transformation that's taking place on the planet. I also want to reach out to any callers out there. If you're listening today, we'd love to hear from you. Eric can give you the info. Just so that you know which number to call.
Sure. If you want to call in today, we'd love to hear from you at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888 888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569.
Thanks, Eric. And, you know, if you didn't have a chance to write that down and you want to find that number, you can always go to the KKNW website and look that up. Because we'd love to chat with you. There's a lot of, like I said, a lot of people that are experiencing this transition. They're, you know, it's everyone in my life. It's all over the internet, all over YouTube, which, by the way, reminds me, there is a video, the Wayseers video. I don't know if you've seen it online, but it's called the Wayseer Manifesto, and it's a wonderful video that again is just was very well produced and is stating in plain language this, you know, what is happening. And you can go, I've got that on my Facebook page. So if you want to go to that on type Adam Seward into Facebook and it'll come right up and you can watch it there if you'd like. So again, we're back. What a weekend, Paul. I mean, come on. How's it feel?
Well, you know, Maslow always talks about peak experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you have an experience of no self, the energy really comes through, right? And it can be very liberating and freeing, and you can get very amped, mm-hmm. you know, excited about what's next, right?
Right.
And the game here is also, to ground it in experience and reality, right? So that
right.
it's not just a passing state that you're in, right?
Where, yes.
And, you know, and then so that you end up chasing that feeling, right? So what you want to be doing is actually grounding it and then living from that.
Yes.
Yeah, which kind of leads to, you know, the whole issue of spiritual bypass.
Right, right. Because, yeah. you know, part of what people do is they have the state experience, right? You know, you melt into oneness, you know, and there's no longer a small self or I that you identify with. You are the all. And you know, some call it the mandala of great perfection is what, you know, appears to you. But then,
yes, please.
But then you've got a day job, right? You know, you've got Facebook and Twitter and all of these, you know, responsibilities to your family and to people. You know, maybe they don't know you that way. You know, you go home for your Thanksgiving dinner, which is coming up, and they still treat you like you're 7 years old. And within you're thinking, yeah, and I'm God.
Yes, I don't remember what master said it, but it was basically the true test of enlightenment, Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. How are you with your family, right? Or your spouse, you know, if you want to know if someone's really enlightened or not, ask their spouse.
Right. Well, also, you know, there is some truth in the fact that there can be a manic quality about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you come back out of a retreat or a personal growth class or something that's really, or you fall in love or something. All of a sudden you have all the answers and you come out, you're all, you know, and then it kind of wears off,
mm-hmm.
right? Everyone.
Oh, I know
there's
people
phenomenon?
Out there that have okay. experienced this. I know it.
Okay.
Know it.
And one of the reasons why is because people take that feeling, which is just profoundly blissful,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it shoots all the endorphins, it's everything you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And they begin to try to recreate that,
mm-hmm.
and they want to escape from reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they become sort of, they use it as a way to avoid pain. Right.
Right.
And so then they'll start to think of it in concepts of, because it happened in the past, they'll conceptualize it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they use spiritual concepts as a way of kind of, you know, avoiding the deep pain that they feel
mm-hmm.
from their past and they haven't really worked through.
Right.
So that's something I thought we could chat a little bit about that.
Absolutely, you know, yeah. because one thing that I notice is that when the light really starts to pour through, you know, which is part of what this experience is, you surrender, you know, the ego surrenders and the light begins to pour through. Well, it has this way of sort of breaking through the cracks of our consciousness, right? So even if we have a shadow element, and I'll talk more, I'd like to talk more about what shadow is later, but
that.
If you have a shadow element, which just to define briefly is a repressed aspect of your awareness, something that you've disowned or denied or rejected as that's not a part of you, that goes into the basement of your consciousness. The light, what happens when the light starts to pour through is that you actually become more aware sometimes of shadow components or aspects of yourself that are, maybe in your definition or our definition, less than desirable or not, you know, too tainted to be an aspect of the divine perfection and so on. And so it's so tempting, you know, that is painful often to feel, you know, sometimes there's actually a correlation in the body to that. Well, often, almost always there is. There's
absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a correlation in the body with that shadow element. And it's that that's the pain I think you're talking about that people tend to want to get away from or to, again, just separate from. Numb.
That's exactly right. Numbing is the key. Because what happens is they can't hold that deep experience of themselves and hold the presence of that and be alive and awake in that with the pain that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaks. And where it's leaking from are these cracks in your psyche, which, you know, we talk about dissociation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is to become very intimate with those aspects of yourself. Because you have many selves. And if you think about it like a bus, you just have lots of cells on your bus.
Right.
Who's driving the bus?
Right.
And everyone's going to try to grab the wheel at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's part of a spiritual and psychological maturation is you just let your, you know, most mature person be driving the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody gets a seat on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And what happens is you have these disowned cells.
Mm-hmm.
And these are ones where you just don't, you know, something traumatic happened in your past. You weren't really emotionally able to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Too overwhelming. So you just shut it, you know, you just sort of disown it.
Sure.
And then it becomes dissociated and you're detached and you become detached from your feeling, your emotional body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now what the game is with psychology is you can go back and take your adult self there with the skillful guide, right? You don't, this is like a bad neighborhood. You don't want to go there by yourself at night, right? You bring someone with you who's skilled and can guide you through this path so that you can take your adult self there. And then they can embrace the child that was, you know, just couldn't handle it. And then you can take that level of awareness you have now and recreate, essentially just reintegrate that part of yourself. And so that's the goal that we have in life, essentially, is to keep reintegrating all these disowned pieces of ourselves. Because that's an art. There's art in that.
Yeah. Paul, what's your job again? What do you do for a living?
Yeah. I'm a lawyer.
Hey, take it easy on him. Not too hard on
him. I know.
Luckily, I don't do this to my clients. They'd fire me.
Well, but, you know, one thing I do know about you, though, is that in the mediation process, you use voice dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, you know, there's a part of you that feels angry, and you're, you know, it's driving the bus. So you know, you think you're all you are is angry. Really, it's just a part of you.
That's,
you know,
that,
and you could say, and I've seen this happen, you know, in my practice, you know, in couples and so on. It's like, instead of saying, you know, I'm so angry at you and what, it's like, you know, there's a part of me that's really pissed at you.
That's right. Okay. Now here's a bit about spirituality.
Yeah.
Is there's a negativity about negativity.
Right.
So there's this big emphasis on, oh, everything's perfect and everything's beautiful.
Right.
Now, if you're in pain, right, that's the last thing. There's something almost cruel about that to be relating to them. Is it almost invalidates their feeling?
Yeah.
Right. And so again, you know, that's mainly when you become self-righteous and you stop listening and you know the answers and their spiritual. Oftentimes, it's a clue that you're bypassing that you don't want to feel these emotions yourself, and so you've got to cut to the answer, right? And you cut them off. You don't even allow them to have those feelings, right?
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's really a key to your own maturation process. Roger Walsh wrote a book. I think it's called Essential Spirituality. But he's a big guy.
Yeah,
in the movement.
He's one of my favorite teachers.
Oh, I figured,
Roger Walsh.
Yeah, he has a book on, of course, in Miracles. And, and he says with all the work he does, about 4 out of 5 of the people that come to him for a spiritual workshop, he sends to counselor.
Right, because they need psychotherapy.
Yes, they're trying to fix it with the wrong tool.
Yeah,
and
the other thing too is that people sometimes think that psychotherapy and spirituality are somehow separate. That you know what I mean? Like that they're not related even.
Yeah,
and
that's because we're so sophisticated. But it's all coming together now. We're all beginning to realize that everything's connected. So
there's a book, John Wellwood came out recently, somewhat recently, called The Psychology of Awakening. And he goes into a lot of detail around this, what it means to, you know, wake up in this, or to grow in the sense of the Western world and development and so on, and then also what it means to grow or awaken, as you hear often in the spiritual traditions, particularly in the East, you know, Buddhism and so on. And what he says is that there's really, we're at a point in our evolution, just in the evolution of psychology, where we don't have to separate those two anymore. That your psychological work, you know, which sometimes is actually ego strengthening, ego building, ultimately so that you can transcend it, you know, and leave it behind. But, that the psychological work of ego building and then ego transcending is not separate or apart from the journey of spiritual awakening, which of course we're extremely what we really like to talk about, but these are both really two sides of the same coin.
Absolutely. It's good if you use everything in your toolkit, right? You might want to do Gestalt work, which is working on the emotional body, or Reikian work or Jungian work, finding shadows, right? Or it could be body work, literally working it out from the body, existential therapy. There's all kinds of different ones, you know, and that's part of the path, is to figure out, okay, where could I use more intelligence? Where's my, you know, I'm way ahead in certain areas. These, I'm getting the feedback, not so far along. I need a coach,
right,
which we talked about last. And, you know, how to find your disowned self is actually easy if you want kind of the basic plan. It's like, who really bothers you? Okay.
Right.
Who's bugging you? And that's because you have kind of a, you know, winning self, right? You might be, like in my case, a nice guy, right? So people who are really abrasive and, you know, those are the guys that really get to me, you know?
Sure.
And so I know that's that aspect of myself. I don't like to you know, be that guy, right?
Yeah.
So what happens, though, is if I'm always being the nice guy, that's driving the bus, and I really don't have any choice. Right, you see what I'm saying? It's always given by this nice guy approach. Some of that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So to have to have this kind of choice, you have to embrace that aspect of yourself that really isn't nice at all. That's just one example, you know, but there's many. My mom, for example, she had six kids, and she was a pediatric nurse, right? So she liked kids, right? But you could tell what was disowned in her, and that was her not really caring for kids. There's an aspect of herself, didn't want to, you know, didn't necessarily like kids, maybe.
Right.
Or really didn't care, wanted to, you know, didn't want to have them. Or, but, you know, she had six. Right. So,
right.
But you could always tell because she, you know, anybody who was a mom that was sort of uncaring, like really hard, that's the one, like someone who would, when someone would have a Wonder Bread sandwich just to drive her nuts, she'd go, how could you feed your kid that? So in our life, we never had a loaf of Wonder Bread. We cooked three loaves of bread every day.
Wow.
Right? And that was her way of showing love. But there was this aspect, it would bug her.
Right?
And that's when we say, go to that one. And become intimate with the uncaring part. The thing isn't overly positive.
Right.
The aspect of yourself that you've been kind of putting under the carpet.
Yes, yeah.
You don't want people to see it.
It needs more love, right?
That's it. Just break it open. Become intimate. Get to know it. As you like to say, embrace it.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you have to be that.
No,
just embrace it totally.
Sure.
So it's not so you're not acting, you know, to avoid it, which then it has a kind of an influence on how you're being.
Well, that's it. It's driving the bus as soon as that starts happening.
You want to name it. You want to see it. And that's where a good counselor can help you name it and see it. Then you can witness it.
Yeah.
That gives you choice.
So here's an exercise for the listener as we go to a commercial. Who bugs you? If you spot it, you got it. And that means everything. And if that upsets you, give us a call.
That's it.
We'd love to
hear from you. We'll work it out.
All right, you're listening to Awaken Life on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, I'm Lauren Archer. I'm a hypnotherapist who helps people change their energy by changing their mind.
And I'm Lorelei Spiegelman. I'm an energy healer that helps people change their minds by changing their energy. Together, we are the Soul Sirens of Seattle, sending out the call for you to remember and awaken the wisdom of your soul.
Tune in on Monday afternoons at 4 o'clock here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Awaken Life. This is Adam Seward, and you are listening right here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. So if you've been with us, you know that we're talking about, some of our experiences from this last weekend on retreat and how that relates to this term that's fairly new in terms of popular awareness, which is spiritual bypassing, which really is just the way we're defining it today is avoiding or prematurely transcending basic human needs, feelings, and developmental tasks.
Let me add a few aspects to kind of help define it.
Thank you.
One would be sense of exaggerated detachment.
Okay.
Another one, emotional numbing or repression.
Well, let's come back to the exaggerated detachment.
Okay.
Because, you know what, let me just tell you what comes to mind when you say that. I imagine the person who is spending all their time in meditation, giving away all of their things, in order to really more to avoid, life rather than, to evolve or move through it.
It's exactly, all these things have the characteristic of avoidance of pain. And that's why it's sort of a false sense of a wholeness.
Yeah.
Right. That it's not an authentic wholeness because they're not embracing the negative aspects or the painful aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's what all these sort of things have in characteristic. Another one, let me go through a few of them.
Sure. Sure.
Anger phobia, overemphasis on the positive, emotional numbing and repression, blind compassion, mm-hmm. Really poor boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of self judgment about the negative aspects of themselves. Those are just a few. That could give you
sure.
a flavor of it. But basically what they all have in common is there's a painful aspect of their past that they don't want to feel.
Yes.
And
or of the present.
That's
even.
It. Well, it's brought into the present,
sure.
right? It's usually
yeah.
some traumatic event, right,
mm-hmm.
that they're telling a story about.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't felt it. So they keep that at a distance. And so what the counseling mm-hmm. really helps you do is this creates a safe container for you to re-experience that and actually feel the feeling. The more you can feel it,
yeah.
the more intimate you become with that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can bring your own intelligence and awareness into it.
Mm-hmm.
That bit about detachment, you see this a lot with usually men, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Their practices, you see in the East, it's all men who meditate for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll sit in a cave, and the teachers will tell them, it's easy to become enlightened in the cave.
Right.
Like we said, do it at Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right?
So,
come into your life. And that's not to say that you want to become attached to the pain.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
right.
The key is you can have pain, but that you're not going to suffer about it. And in a lot of sense, it makes you more sensitive. So it actually hurts more.
Yeah.
But it bothers you less.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So you can bring the wisdom and maturity that you have into the situation, which can be a real guide for other people.
Sure.
It can really free people up.
Yeah, because the one side of it that I want to acknowledge, too, is that there is a spontaneous healing that happens in awakening. There are experiences that you can have that do burn up. I mean, spontaneous.
Instantly.
Yeah, that
that's
burn
right.
up these things instantly. And that's why I like to lead with that, frankly.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so I understand this is difficult for you. here's a meditation technique that is, you know, assigned basically a technology to tap you directly into God right now. Okay, now how do you feel? You know, right? And sometimes that stuff does. It burns up.
And what it also, though, creates is in that moment they feel what's possible, and then they want more of that.
Right.
And then they come to you, and you can help them hold that experience and grow from it.
Right.
And integrate it. That's the key. Because in a lot of times, the emotional numbing, there's the frostbite effect.
Right.
And Robert Masters, who wrote a great book about spiritual bypass.
Thanks for mentioning him, too.
We should really have him on.
Oh, definitely.
Brilliant. But basically, he talks about the frostbite bit.
Yes.
Which is when your kid is out in the snow, it doesn't feel anything. You say, hey, you got a problem. It's going to hurt. They go, what? I can't feel anything.
Sure.
Once it starts to warm up, yipes.
Right.
Right? And this is what happens when people who have been repressing emotional baggage their whole lives, they start to actually jump into it a little bit. You know, maybe something happened like a breakup or a death, and they finally dip their toe in the water. Let me start to feel this. And they go, wait a second. What's with this counseling? This sucks.
Yeah.
This is worse.
Right.
I'm feeling way worse.
I get that a lot. I mean, just people who come back and it's like, whoa, like you
so
really.
Sticking with it is everything. Yeah. That's where the vigilance comes in because that's, you know, just like a frostbite, man. Just let you feel it.
Sure.
And as you feel it, that's the healing.
Right. Just as the warmth, you know, opens the sensation. Right. The light, it's the same as the light shining through the cracks and breaking open the cracks. It's this aspect of the more aware we are, just like you said, the more aware we are of our pain, the more it hurts, but it doesn't bother you as much because there's so much space around it. Like Eckhart Tolle will always say, can I be the space for this? So like, for example, whoever you came up with over the break that really bugs you, you know, this who is this mirror of what you need to work on.
if you're doing that with someone, you're doing it with an aspect of yourself. It's how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Right.
So if you're killing somebody off.
Yeah.
You know, inevitably there's an aspect of yourself that has done that. And if you revisit that, then you can actually make amends.
Yes.
Real part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might be being that way right now and just totally unaware of it.
Right.
So there's no judgment in it, right? It's about getting more information.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is a part of the spiritual bypass. A lot of people will get into this insight of non-judgment. And they love it.
Yeah.
They say, I've been so critical. I'm just not going to judge anymore. That's a higher value.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, they check their discernment at the door.
Right.
They can't judge anything because then it's bad.
Right. Because judging is bad.
Judging.
Which is a judgment in itself.
Yes,
right?
Of course. Highly ironic, of course.
Right.
But it is a feedback loop and can be a real problem because that's where the piece about blind compassion is, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Dalai Lama talks a lot about blind compassion and it surprises people, but he's saying there's nothing, it's too soft without it, right? It's too mushy. If you have to have, if you don't have any boundaries and everything's okay, right? That's not very loving, actually.
Mm-mm.
You know, you're allowing abusive behavior or that kind of thing. And you're always trying to be positive about it, and it has no efficacy. First of all, it doesn't work
because
people go, "You're a phony." So I'm going to prove it.
Yeah,
I'll even be more like this.
Right.
So that's where the spiritual bypass piece comes in, where you can take a deep dive in the psychological piece, ground it, because then you know you can hold the empty space, but you don't want to be a space cadet. You don't want to be so far out there that you can't. You know, you can't be touched by pain.
Well,
no.
Like we've talked about it's that bodhisattva vow, right? That brings us back.
It brings us back.
We're
willing to feel the pain of existence because it hurts, right? But the feeling of it is freeing everybody up, including ourselves. It's a burning off of karma. It's actually held in your body, in your cells, in your DNA.
Yes.
I mean, everyone's beginning to see, even Western medicine is beginning to get very hip to this.
Mm-hmm.
They know, for example, that placebos work even if you know it's a placebo, which is amazing, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't
sure.
make any sense. But what it means is like the power of your mind, of your intention, of your heart is everything to healing.
Yes.
And it's a willingness to just admit what is and deal with it and be with it, right?
Yeah.
And so that's always the subtle, you're on the razor's edge there. But the key is, you come back to that piece is that when we had the experience that you and I had,
yeah,
it's just so intoxicating.
Ugh.
Even when you talk about it, people are like, oh, you shut up already. I got to go to work. Right? But, you know, you've had it in your own life. There's been that moment, and probably recently, but, you know, the idea is tap into that moment where you're free.
Yeah.
And you're just experiencing joy and the bliss of yourself. How
awakening.
Often do you do that? And, you know, then take that moment. This is what one of my teachers, his name is Bob Adams, used to say. Take that moment and just expand it. Just for a ticket, just expand it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now expand it more. Yeah. And then just see how far you can expand it and live in it. And I thought, well, we're in this moment. Let's see how far you can do it. And as far as I could tell, he was always in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know these people.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, go hang out with them. Ask them a few things.
Well, that's why I've got you on the show today, Paul.
That's kind that's of right. you to say, my friend.
That's why I'm here.
Right,
I'm basking in this.
You guys are both a reflection, you know.
Fun.
Beautiful.
It's the only conversation, right? This is the only conversation.
Always talking about freedom.
This is the one that... this is the one that's been being had for ages. This is the ancient conversation. It's as well as the modern conversation.
One thing I was experiencing is a sort of resistance to the deep bliss of the self. Mm-hmm. I realize I'm whole in the body is how I was experiencing this. You know, mm-hmm. Kundera wrote the book Unbearable Lightness of Being. You might have seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way life is. Yourself is that way. It's so incredible.
Mm.
It's so intense. When it comes all the way through, it's almost unbearable. But it's light because it's just so spacious.
Right. Well, it's unbearable for the ego.
That's it.
The ego is...
Got to get out of the way.
The ego is dying 1,000 deaths, you know, every time it happens.
Yes.
Because it's just, you know, I noticed this weekend, it was like the small self-contraction would kind of rise up to try to find a place to stand, and then the light would shine it back out of existence again, which was a death.
Yeah.
And then it would rise up again to find a place to stand, something to think about, some problem, and then the light would shine it out of existence, and it would disappear.
And it's both, it's not just the light, but it's the emptiness, too.
Yeah.
Because it's held in such vastness that there's so much room for it.
Yeah.
You know, there's just as much room for negativity and the difficult people. It's just there. Right?
A better word would be self-liberate.
Ah, yes. Right. It is beautiful. It does self-liberate when it's touched, you know. But then there's the unique self. There's that you.
Yes.
There's that person that's uniquely you, and you're the maestro of this.
Mm-hmm.
You can touch it with your own awareness. You can bring your attention to it.
Yes.
So this is often the first thing that in a spiritual practice you do. Is you learn to put your attention on your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to how you pay attention.
Mm.
That can really open things up for you. But on the flip side, to be able to hold that and to live with it, you need good counselor, somebody to help you work through your stuff. Because otherwise that, you know, those old kind of demons will come to claim you again.
Right. And it's really
not, you know, like I said about it's painful. What's happening is the dissolution of suffering.
Yes.
By speaking about the story, but talking about it in a safe container like we talked about, that can just free you up so enormously. So you feel the pain, but you're not suffering about it.
That's right.
And you stop pathologizing the negative aspects of yourself. They're not, that's just normal.
Right.
Everybody has negative thoughts, but they're really not yours. They're just like another guy on the bus, just negative, right? There's the negative dude, right?
Blah, blah, blah.
There's the critic. There's the guy, you know. And they have their role. I mean, because you do need to discern between two things. This has a lot of value.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is you just don't hold it.
Right.
Right? You make the observation, but you don't hold it. As soon as you hold the observation, then you're living in a story.
Right.
And you're suffering.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, we'll be right back. We're going to go to our last break. Again, you're listening to Awaken Life right here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, this is Adam Seward.
And this is Rick Seward.
And together we've partnered to bring you Awaken Life every Monday at 3 here on KKNW 1150 AM. We are fully committed to supporting the unfolding of human and planetary consciousness. And that's why we've also created the Silence Foundation. Well, what is the Silence Foundation? The Silence Foundation is an organization that's dedicated to facilitating the unfolding of human and planetary consciousness through the creation and distribution of what we're calling Awakened Media. We'd love to connect with you. If you'd like to learn more about the Silence Foundation, go to www.adamswordcounseling.net, fill out our contact form, and we'll get in touch with you right away. Again, that's adamswordcounseling.net. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Awaken Life. So we've been talking today about, some very sweet, deep awakening experiences that Paul and I had this last weekend, and also this idea of spiritual bypassing is so common, you know, just given the nature of this journey. I mean, you're passing through to the always already perfect experience of life, just to sometimes come back and realize, well, yeah, and there's some work that needs to be done. So it's contradictory in nature. It's paradoxical in nature. And that's part of why it kind of causes some confusion. So we got a caller on the line. Just want to check in with this person. Hello, you're on the air.
Stuck. I can't seem to.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm stuck. I can't seem to do paperwork.
Okay. So for you, it's like, getting your feet on the ground and getting integrated enough to actually do your paperwork, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Right. So when did this start for you?
It's been happening for quite a while.
Uh huh. And
I can get my bills done and the taxes, but other things, it's just difficult.
And is there also an experience of transcendence happening for you? I mean, is it related to that you feel like you're transcending and therefore it's more difficult to kind of get your feet planted on the ground, or is it?
I don't know. I know that I think it's because I've pushed myself through a lot of stressful things in dealing with paperwork, like our family was in a car accident. I had to take care of all the paperwork for that, and years back, took a private school, to court, and we had a lawyer because we didn't have enough money who helped tag everything and set us up. So we went to court, but we got a pro tem judge. It was a lawyer that was a pro tem judge, and he called it ghost lawyering and told us to bring that lawyer into court or pay for a new lawyer, and we didn't have the money. And because I'm a volunteer mediator for Dispute Resolution Center, I knew to cut my losses, and I did that. But it took a year out of our daughter's life emotionally and educationally and emotionally for us as advocates for her, because she was had severe learning disabilities and also chronic health conditions, was in and out of the hospital a lot. People don't realize how severely I advocated for her, and I think it just took its toll, you know, on me, because I've been the one that I think emotionally took its toll. And so now to do the paperwork is, you know,
I understand.
I just didn't get it. I think maybe I'm just trying to rest from all the willing I've had to do to push through everything.
Right. Well, you know, you're presenting issue you're saying is you'd like to get your paperwork done, but obviously it's deeper than that. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot that you've got associated with paperwork. And the paperwork in itself is not painful to do, but the avoiding to doing the paperwork is where the suffering comes in.
Right. I'm not real happy that I'm doing that because, you know, I have a good mind and I can write and I'm just fed up with it all.
Right. Like, the key is when you have the intuition, do the paperwork, then you just sit down and start.
When I have the intuition?
Yeah, there's an intuition. Like, paperwork now.
Okay.
Paperwork is happening. And then you sit down and get started. And then it will unfold because otherwise, the avoidance comes in because there's an avoidance of your intuition that now's the time to do it, right? Because it's you that knows when the timing is right. And then if you don't, that avoidance will increase the attachments that you have to distractions, right? So you start getting distracted by everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then it takes you right out of the moment. And then it's just pure suffering when all it was paperwork.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I
hope that's helpful in some way.
Yeah.
So don't go to my desk and just sit there and wait and see it.
No. There's a subtle judgment in that. This stuff can be very, very insidious, right? Just mm-hmm. wait. You'll know when the right time is.
Right. And the other, there's an affirmation from A Course in Miracles that says, I need do nothing. Okay. So there isn't any aspect of this that needs to be done. I mean, you know, we could make a case, well, yes, it does for this, this, and this, but, you know, sit with that for a little bit, with that idea, I need do nothing. And then see if that inspiration to move forward, to do whatever it is, whether it's paperwork or the laundry or the dishes or whatever, see if that inspiration then flows in. Because there's a lot of space that's opened up in that, the affirmation of I need do nothing.
I mean, there is... some fear, and really that's the core of it. I mean, it's just paperwork. You can do it. And by actually doing the paperwork, you're actually in the thing that you were afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that moment, it just dissolves because you're actually feeling it, and then you're doing it. It's gone. There's really no other way around. But on the flip side, when you're doing paperwork and you've had enough and you get the stop paperwork, just stop. don't force it. Just allow it.
Yeah.
Just allow it to happen.
Hope that was helpful for you. We're almost getting to the end of the show here. So.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Thank
Call
you
back
so
anytime.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, the key to this whole idea of the bypass is really around just stepping into what, you know, you've been avoiding. And when you step into fear, you know what it feels like? This weekend.
Right.
That's what fear feels like. Because
sure.
Fear is just pure energy. So if you can reassociate, you know, she has a past traumatic experience, clearly, that she's associated with the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that.
No.
Right? And so when you step in, she's avoiding
the symptom.
That's
it's
right.
The symptom.
It's exactly
yeah.
right. So just step into it and feel it. When you feel it, it goes on its own. Then it frees you up and you can do paperwork or whatever you're called to do. I should do some myself, by the way.
Yeah, well, I can relate.
I got some paperwork to do.
I can relate.
Me too.
I can relate to that. Huh. Well,
but, yeah, the idea is not to transcend your personal history, but really become intimate with it. So that feels, go back to our intimacy piece.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, well.
We're almost.
we didn't run out of things to say, did we?
Hey.
Oh.
No possibility.
We're just getting.
You guys, you know, it's been fun. This has been a great topic, you know, just to get into this and to flush this out a little bit because it's, you know, I mean, clearly folks out there that are experiencing this, right?
Yeah. Right. And, you know, you're a great counselor. And, you know, I encourage everyone to check out. What's your website?
www.adamsewardcounseling.net.
Yeah.
And also, you're, Paul, a great mediator. Just want to give you some props to that.
Yeah.
And
doing the good work.
Tell people where they can find you.
Where can they find me? They could find me at foreclosurefairness.net. All my contact information is there.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, the biggest barrier is shame to this work. So don't be ashamed. Step into it. Call for help. Get into action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing, you know, it's just healing.
I like what you said. You said it's not the pain is the avoidance of it. It's
yes.
not doing it isn't painful. It's avoiding it that's
just
painful.
Make that call. It feels great.
Right. Oh. This is, it's really important because we talk about the state, and then just like last week, we talk about the importance of growing up and showing up.
That's it.
And that's what it is. I mean, to really show up authentically, you've got a clean house.
That's
it. Isn't that the message, really?
That's
it's just
it.
Like
yep.
There's, you know, unless you don't have to, and you'll know if you don't have to.
Yeah, the Chinese say, clean your house the moment before your death. Mm-hmm. And this is the moment before your death because it's always this moment.
Woo!
So clean it up.
Well,
always cleaning to do.
That's a good one to end on right there. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in. This is Awaken Life. We'll see you next Monday.